Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. Federal government offices will be closed on Friday in observance of Juneteenth. The new federal holiday commemorates the date in 1865 when some black Texans finally got word that slavery ended 2 years earlier. As NPR's David Guer reports, many companies began marking the anniversary a year ago.
On Juneteenth, enslaved people in Texas learned they were free. In 2020, after the murder of George Floyd and the protests that followed, dozens of corporations gave employees the day off to mark the date. Other businesses closed their offices early. Nike made Juneteenth a paid holiday. So did the insurance company Allstate. Twitter's CEO says it's a day for celebration, education, and connection. Last summer, workers pushed businesses to do more on diversity. Making Juneteenth a holiday was part of that. So were donations to civil rights groups and nonprofits. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
The U.S. Supreme Court has dismissed a major legal challenge to the Affordable Care Act, keeping former President Obama's landmark health care law in place. As NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports, it was a 77-2 decision.
Justice Stephen Breyer wrote the majority opinion. The case was about whether or not a $0 penalty for not having insurance was an unconstitutional mandate. But the justices didn't weigh into that question. Instead, they found that Texas and the other plaintiffs did not have standing to sue, so everything stays the same. The decision provides reassurance to people who have health insurance through the marketplaces like healthcare.gov or Medicaid expansion. Since President Biden took office, the number of people who have health insurance through those ACA programs crossed 30 million for the first time. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
At least one person is dead and at least 13 others are injured following a drive-by shooting spree in three cities west of Phoenix. Authorities say the attacks began shortly after 11 Thursday morning and continued for about 90 minutes. Sergeant Brandon Shepherd of Peoria, Arizona, police department spoke with reporters late Thursday.
At about 11:10, Peoria PD received a call of a vehicle that had been shot by another vehicle, the occupants of another vehicle, at about 11:10 in the area of 103rd and Northern. From there on, what we've realized is that same suspect vehicle, which has been identified as a white SUV, was involved in at least eight other incidents.
Police say the unidentified suspect is in custody. The Justice Department says new laws aimed at restricting transgender rights should be struck down by courts. In a so-called statement of interest, the department argues that the laws are unconstitutional and violate Title IX, which bars sex discrimination in education. That statement was issued in a court filing supporting a lawsuit that's been filed on behalf of a transgender middle school student. You're listening to NPR News. Yet another change to guidelines in Canada for the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the country's National Immunization Committee is recommending that Canadian health officials stop administering that vaccine in most cases.
The committee is recommending that people who received a first dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine now get an mRNA vaccine for their second dose, such as Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna. The recommendation takes into account the latest evidence on the rare cases of blood clots linked to AstraZeneca and the increase in the number of mRNA vaccines arriving in Canada. Canada's chief public health officer, Dr. Theresa Tam, says the most recent studies suggest it is safe to provide a mixed dose schedule. Tam acknowledged Canadians may be frustrated by the changing guidelines, but health experts are working through a fluid health crisis that's consistently changing. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Tennis stars Naomi Osaka and Rafael Nadal are skipping this year's Wimbledon tournament, citing the need for self-care. The decision coming 2 weeks after Osaka withdrew from the French Open, revealing her battle with anxiety and depression. Her trainer says the 23-year-old will take part in the Tokyo Olympics, but wants to spend time with friends and family during the Wimbledon games. 35-year-old Nadal says he will miss the Tokyo Games as well, after listening to his body. He pulled out of London Olympics and the U.S. Open because of injury. Wall Street stocks closed mixed in trading Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 210 points. The Nasdaq gained 121. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.